Hi, welcome back to my podcast. Well, that's if you're returning. If you're new, then welcome. It's Brian McClelland here. Basically, this is one of a series of podcasts that I've put together to try and help the newcomer internet marketer who's coming into the business. Now, you know, I'll make no apologies for this. Today's podcast is on finding a profitable niche market. Now, if you've listened to my other podcasts, they're basically all around niche marketing, because to me, for a newcomer to the market, this is the quickest and easiest way for you to make money. New entrants to internet marketing, they tend to focus on too broad a market, and from this lack of focus, they basically fail to generate any affiliate incomes within their niche. You know, in a broad category market, you're going to face tough competition from toughened and experienced internet marketers who already have a big hold in the marketplace and have the money as well to go after that market. Potential customers browsing the internet using broad search terms are potential future customers, but they're not immediately looking to buy. You know, these types of internet users are at the start of the buying cycle, and using a broad search item, it usually tells you that they're carrying out research on the market and looking for products or services that they may be looking to purchase in the future. What we're trying to do is find the browsers who have search words become more and more focused, because the more focused the search word is, or the search words are, then that's the sign that your browser is at the stage of becoming it a buyer. And it's when they're becoming a buyer that you want to attract them and to sell your product. That's why it's actually imperative that it be very specific on what it is you're marketing and to whom, because the more focused your marketing is, the more likely you are to attract visitors who are ready to buy from you. As an example, you know, some people, I'm actually a golfer, I love golf, and some people may consider golf a niche market. However, you could focus, you know, the market of golf, you could focus it down to golf clothes, but to be honest with you, that's still quite a big market. Or you could look at focusing it down to golf waterproofs. You know, you could even focus that down to golf waterproofs for the summer. But you get the idea. What we're trying to do is become more and more focused, because somebody who puts a keyword of golf in is researching a golf market. Somebody who puts in waterproofs for summer golf is most likely looking to buy. The other thing you need to look at is when you're selecting your focused niche, you need to ensure that it contains many buyers. You know, you may have a very focused niche, however, if there are no buyers in that particular niche, you're not going to sell any products. And, you know, as internet marketers, if we don't sell products, then we don't generate any income. So you really do need to find a niche market that has got many eager buyers. And to find that, you know, what we call a hot niche, then you need to do some research to ensure that these buyers are available. You know, you can take some simple investigatory steps. You know, look at newspapers and magazines and look at what the main article stories are. You know, the articles you see in papers will tend to show you what people are currently interested in. And from that, you can start to select down into your niche. And once you've identified your niche from the newspapers and magazines, you know, you then need to start putting your search terms for your niche into the search engines and see what results come back. You know, if you get back high search volumes and you also see paid adverts, then the chances are that you've found quite a profitable niche. Again, for any internet marketer, the goal in all of this is to keep things simple. It's very easy to go overloaded with information and to make things so complicated you can't get anything, you know, completed. So basically, you know, find your hot niche, keep it simple, and you know, for anybody out there, keep moving forward. You know, if you're not moving forward, then basically you're dying. So you've got to move forward and you've got to have a bit of patience, but the sales will come. You know, if you follow your plan, the sales will come. Anyway, I just wanted to get a quick podcast there. I hope, again, it was of interest to you. And I say I look forward to talking to you in another podcast. Many thanks.